Welcome back. So one of the greatest challenges in our lives is sharing, I believe. So I can tell you a short personal. I remember when I sort of really got the Holy Spirit. And I remember, and I prayed this prayer. Okay, Lord, and I was overrun, and it's like one day I got it. And he was my all in all. And I remember saying, okay, Lord, I'm okay with all of this. I'll raise my hands, I'll bend my knee, I'll do all this. I feel your presence. But please don't make me one of those people that stands down on the corner passing out tracts. I can't do that, you know. So where God takes us. Life is a journey. Too often in our life, life becomes this destination thing of where we are. And we're always moving. And CJ is going to talk about how he's moving, how God moved in his life. And it's a testimony as well to sharing, because I think CJ would say, without some people sharing and some people caring and some people coming forward, he probably wouldn't be standing here today telling you about how the Holy Spirit has become powerful in his life. So my brother, amen. CJ.
Start with palms. Psalm.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with the gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and his sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. He is steadfast with love, endless forever in his faithfulness to all generations. I started to learn about God when I was about 5. I went to Sunday school for 11 years, and then I faded away from church until I met my wife, Amy. Then I started to go to church at the Methodist Church, Pownell. But it wasn't the same. I was a trustee of the church, but then again I faded away. So one Sunday I decided to try Shiloh. My kids with me. It was great. But again, I faded away. Then I got really sick. Had to have my gallbladder out. And God, Ron came in with me, prayed. I spent 11 days in Main Med, the second hospital. Then God was with me that day because he made me all better. I went back to work, and I was in the worst accident of my life. I had some rough days. And more. I started praying. Ron came in, prayed with me, and said everybody in Chala was praying for me. Many of friends were with me that day and beyond. Some that I'd never been with for a while, but they were all behind me. It was overwhelming. Every day I was praying. I told them thanks that I could still walk after some time in rehab. When I got to rehab, I couldn't walk at all. That was pretty tough. But feeling, why did God do this to me? But I didn't die at the accident. He had more for me to do in life. Then on the second day in rehab, Rom came in with a card, having a down day, worried how my wife was worried how I was going to support them being laying in bed. It was then I opened the card from this church with the money that was in it. It was overwhelming. How people, some that hardly knew me, some that knew me well, could give the way they did to help me get through these tough times. Thank you. It was then God came back to me in church. And the world, the people, the singing, the learning of Christ that I do every Sunday, it all seems the best. The sermon Roger gave one Sunday hit home. All that God, good and bad, in your life, you just throw in one basket and let God sort it out. Not to worry about people, what they think, what they do, but to move forward. And it's so important to tell your loved ones every day that you love them each day. Thank you.
Thank you.
So when,
yeah.
What a lovely day, huh? So when we hear how important it is to share, you know, because one day Ron came and said, hey, I'd really like to, you know, do a collection for CJ. Who knew that it would, you know, culminate to this one day? And, you know, because one of the things that is the most difficult in sharing is we're seed scatterers and planters. And the truth is, many times we don't get to see the fruits of, you know, what we've done and or what God has called us to do or what he does through us, which is really the truth of it all. And sometimes when someone like CJ is willing to stand up, who doesn't necessarily like, you know, standing up in front of large groups and can, you know, can do that and swallow and share that, it's powerful. It's very powerful in all of our lives. So thank you, CJ, for wanting to do that And I always say it's a challenge. You know, one of the, and CJ said the same thing, we met Thursday. One of the greatest things about, you know, that I envy some, you know, is when you're trying to prepare sermons and put sermons together or even do a testimony, you get to know yourself, you get to know yourself an awful lot better, right? And you get to, you know, find out where is your rock and where do you stand. And it's also an amazing time to spend a week preparing something like that, because what do? You end up spending a week with your Lord and Savior. You know, you're trusting in Him, you're reading Scripture, you're, you know, and on a regular, everyday basis, you know, my life eats me up, my job eats me up, my time eats me up, my broken vehicles eat me up, and all of that stuff. So with that, I'm going to invite Al up. And Al is going to sing a couple of songs for us, as well as do some testimony. So thank you, and welcome.
Moving to Penn State one weekend, and one of them's moving to college in Boston the other weekend. Well, last weekend we had to cancel because they moved to Boston. And when I told them I changed it to this week, they're like, why? We're going to be in Pennsylvania. I wasn't going to call and try to cancel again. So next time I come, I'll have them with me because we'll communicate. That's something that I've had to learn how to do. Let's go back. A lot of things have happened to me this year. I got married March 2nd after dating the girl for 12 years. And then on the 9th, I had a heart attack. But God takes care of me. You say, why did we date for 12 years? If she didn't give me an ultimatum, we'd probably still just be dating. I'm a real romantic guy. On February 14th, we were at her house watching Family Feud. And one of the questions in the fast round where you win the 20 grand was, how long does a woman wait before she tells the guy to take a hike if he's not going to marry her? Number one answer was 2 years. She looked at me and said, we've been dating for 12 years. You had till March 1st to decide something, or I'm leaving. I don't do well with ultimatums, so I got up and I left. I said, see you later. So I was home watching TV, and I'm thinking to myself, you are a jerk. So I called Karen up. Well, first I was thinking that, you know, everything that we do for each other, and I'm like, wow. I started crying. I was looking for a napkin or something to blow my nose because, you know, I had short sleeves on. I wasn't going to bruise my skin. But so I called her up. Now, I don't have much food in my house because I was a single guy at the time, and I just went to Denny's. It's just down the road. So I called up Karen. I said, Karen, what are you doing? She didn't want to talk to me. She made me wait that night, too. I had to talk to her the next day. But went to Denny's, and I said, hey, how'd you like to have my last name on your tombstone? That's the closest to it. I am a romantic guy. She looked at me and says, Al, I'm not ordering a pizza. I said, well, how would you like to get married? She said, okay. I said, well, March 1st is on a Thursday. March 2nd is a Friday. Now, she does taxes for TD Bank, so that was her busy season. So they gave her off afternoon on Friday. So we got married at 2 o'clock, went away for the weekend. She was back to work on Sunday. But our honeymoon, we're going to go on a cruise. The Lord worked it all out. I'm going to be singing on the cruise and have my honeymoon. I get to sing 15 minutes a day for 5 days. And the rest is the time to spend with my wife. So that's great. God takes care of us. Title of the song that I'm going to do is God Cares for Me. This song last month was number 85 in the top 100 Christian country songs. Praise the Lord. But God does take care of us. This past year, I told you I had a heart attack. In 2013, I had pancreatitis. I died. I wasn't feeling so hot, and I didn't want to go to the doctor, but I couldn't get up off the couch, so my son picked me up and took me. I was a little lighter then. He picked me up and took me to the hospital, and that was on a Monday. I remember waking up on Friday with the doctor telling me, he said, hey, you died on Wednesday. I said, really? I don't believe you. He showed me my death certificate. He said, well, you know, we called your kids and all that. They came and said goodbye. And on Wednesday night, about 8:30, we were unhooking everything from you, and your heart started beating again. So the Lord's got something for me. On Friday, a pastor friend of mine in Vermont called me, and he says, Big Al, what's going on with you? I said, well, I've been in the hospital all week. He said, well, Wednesday night, a prayer meeting, everybody in our church prayed for you. I said, well, it was about 8:30. He says, yeah. I said, well, you brought me back from heaven. He said, what? I said, yeah, I got you to blame, Pastor Noyes, for me being here. But the Lord had other plans for me. I wanted to go to heaven and see my mom and grandma and all the other people that have gone on before. But God had other plans. And like CJ said, God takes care of him. Listen to the words of this song. God takes care of me.
So, I want to talk a little bit about the God we know and the God we share, the God we love, the God that pursues us every day in everything we do. And way too often, I would tell you that my ears are not tuned and I don't hear. I was talking with someone not that long ago, and he was saying how believes in God the Father, the Creator, created all things. Because when you stop for a moment and you look around, there is no possible way that in any stretch of my imagination, and I'm sure in a lot of yours, that you can believe that just by nature all this happened without the hand of God involved. And then there's the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us,
right?
Who, you know, for many years when I went to church at a different church, the Catholic Church, you know, all the crosses still have, you know, have Jesus on the cross. And the truth is, Jesus came off the cross. And he would always stop there, because the other piece of it, the Holy Spirit, was way too untangible, or couldn't quite understand it. And one of the interesting things he said to me one day was, and I don't think it's scriptural. And I said, really? So the so you know category, did you know that 261 times the Holy Spirit is mentioned in Scripture? 261 times. It starts out in Genesis 1:2, and it ends in Romans, and it's spattered all through there. So if you have any doubt, Romans, I can't remember what one.
Revelations,
thank you. See, it's great to have the passage in Revelations. So it's everywhere. So the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, CJ talked to me, and he said, you know, that raising your hand thing, so I'm not really sure. And we were talking about how CJ will sit there, and days it rushes over him. And it's okay not to raise your hands. It's okay to raise your hands. The Holy Spirit works differently in all of our lives. So the challenge to each of us today is to be bold. Be bold in Christ, the power of Christ, the love of Christ, and share that and pass that on with one another. You know, Linda and I were talking for a quick moment. What really matters is the health and relationships and friendships and people around us. And you could prove that. You know, you talk about all the things we have. You know, I have a new truck. It's a nice piece of equipment and all that stuff. But for the health of my family, for my grandchild, for all, I give it all up. You know, if someone said, I'll give you, you know, $100 million if you think stuff is important, you know, I'll give you $100 million, but you have to give me your wife or child's health. You know, nobody would do it. And sometimes we need to stop and listen more and pay attention more. It's like I started out talking about when we close our eyes and sing many times, or when we just close our eyes and listen to people around us sing, you know, the testimony. When someone speaks, whether it's country, western, or rock and roll, or traditional, or whatever it may be, you know, the words are the power. I don't believe there is a single song, Christian song written, that isn't a sermon. That isn't a sermon. You know, in a sermon in and of itself. So one of the things I want to end with today is that step of faith. If you don't know the Holy Spirit, if you're not sure of your faith, or you're not sure that you even know what it's all about, you know, this is a powerful statement, and it can be, you know, a statement of truth in your life, and it can be a searching tool. It can be something where you say, do I? You know, it's like I told you earlier, when I was singing the song, I'm thinking, does everybody here mean the words that are coming out of your mouth? So if you are challenged by that, we'll pray for you. I'll have Ron come up and do a prayer at the end. So, Apostles' Creed. So if you would stand, and I'm believing you all can see that as well, join me. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose from the dead and ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From hence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Amen. Thank you all. So Ron, want to close us up with prayer?
If the worship team would come up and join me, please. I thank each one of you for sharing. Thank you, CJ, for sharing your heart. Alan, nice having you here. We hadn't met till this morning. And thank you, Vivian, for inviting him. Thank you, Roger. I want to go back to CJ's a little bit because I remember some of the events he mentioned, and most specifically, and many of you don't know this, he mentioned just in passing an accident. And I've gone to a number of accidents now since I've been involved with the fire and rescue, but this one that CJ was involved with, which was, by the way, not his fault, not his error, was one of the most horrific scenes I've ever driven up to. And I can remember going and seeing him in the cab of the dump truck, and the good news to me was he was talking. And I was called off to work with another patient, and the rest of our crew got CJ down to Main Med. This is the picture of the dump truck on its side. And Life Flight that got there too late. We'd already got everybody out of the scene. Life Flight makes a great picture, though, to have the helicopter come after we've got all the patients out of there. But then going down, and CJ found out there was two broken vertebrae in your back. Three broken vertebrae in his back. And the long road to recovery after that. But he knew God had spared his life for a purpose, and I knew that. Because the other vehicle that was involved, two men lost their lives that morning. And in just one moment, so many lives were impacted. The way when I look at it, there were four people at the scene, two were deceased, but four families were hugely impacted that morning. And then for all of us that were there, when you respond to a scene and you don't know people, it's one thing. But when you know the people involved, it's a whole different emotional journey. And yet to watch God work in CJ's heart and life, and I could never wish hardship on anybody for any reason, and yet I knew God was watching out for CJ and had a plan and a purpose for his life. And that part is beautiful. That part is beautiful. And God's going to answer your prayers for your family, for your friends. It's beautiful to see God at work. He is faithful. God is faithful. And any one of us, the moment we turn to him, because God is not willing that any should perish. He doesn't want to send anybody to hell. That's not God's heart. But all to come to repentance and to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. That's what God's all about. So we can have a personal relationship with him. So I want to pray, and then we're going to sing in closing, Bless the Lord, O my soul, because that's our future. We will worship forever and ever the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Savior and lover of our souls, the stuff Alan was singing about that takes up our attention, that great line, the cars we can't afford. Lord, we come to you humbled by your mercy and grace. Why? With you, the ultimate in holiness and perfection and love and power, would reach down to us, created beings, who have rebelled and scorned you and run from you and ignored you, all the things we've all done, maybe a little or maybe a lot, but we've all done it. And yet, no, you're desperate to have a personal relationship with each and every person on this planet. Thank you for touching me with your loving grace, Jesus. Thank you. I don't deserve it, but that's what grace is. It's what we don't deserve. You've given us your love and salvation. Maybe there's someone here, they're not clear about that. They're just not sure. You can be sure before you leave the room today. Just say silently from your heart, Jesus, I need you. I need your salvation. I confess I am a sinner. I don't deserve heaven. But because of what you did on the cross, you took my sin on yourself, and you conquered death when you rose from the grave, I can have the gift of eternal life. And just say silent from your heart, I receive your gift of eternal life, Jesus. I want to follow you as my Lord and Savior. If you pray that prayer silently, I know God has heard it, and he answers. And then just tell one of us so we can support you in that new walk. It's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. So thank you for all that was shared this morning. We are encouraged. We are renewed by your Spirit. Bless us as we go and then share our faith. We know some people, they don't want to hear it. They're not ready. Give us patience to love them and pray them through and day by day show them how much you love us. Amen? So let's sing this together in closing. 1, 2, 3.